just too much work to have church on Christmas. And it's like, that's the reason we are here. We're here to celebrate Jesus each and every day of the year. You know, Christmas Day is a milestone celebration, but we as believers get to celebrate having relationship with Jesus each and every day, 365 days out of the year. And let's point people to Jesus. That's what we're going to do. So we're going to have a communion service on Christmas Sunday, and we will not be having the Christmas Eve service this particular year. So, like I said, and that will be at 11 a.m. We won't have Sunday school, and our morning worship service will start at 11, promptly at 11. And we're going to honor God, and we're going to honor you as well, and pray that you come out and have a wonderful, wonderful time. And like I say, you need a church home. If you don't have a church home, we would be honored for you to come to Merit Assembly of God. It would be my privilege to get to know you. And if you don't have a pastor, it'd be my honor to be the one that prays for you on a regular basis. And so 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida. Come up, and if you do visit, you know, if I don't get to you, which is very unlikely, I mean, unless you are running out the door, I'm gonna whenever I see a new face, I want to go and introduce myself. If that is not, if that doesn't happen, please make yourself away. We have free gifts that we give to everybody who comes to our service. We give them a journal so that they can write down sermon notes or things that God speaks to them or things that come to them during their daily devotions. And so we'd be blessed to have you come and be a part of that. So to the Word of God we go. I've fallen in love with saying that, and so we'll try not to overuse that to where you can't stand to hear me say that. But back to Matthew chapter 7. Verse number 7, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and it will be opened to you, for everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Or what man is there among you who, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone, or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets. So I worked retail for a lot of years. I worked retail in a five and dime store when I was in high school or just out of high school. I worked in grocery stores. I worked for a retailer that is no longer in business. I managed multiple shoe stores, in, you know, either standalone stores or in department stores. I worked with the public during Christmas a great deal. And here's what I noticed about Christmas. And I've noticed it more here in the past 2 years on a regular basis than I had previously. It used to be, I would just pick up on it mainly at Christmas. And that was at Christmas time, people would be, probably because they were so frustrated, they would be their meanest and their nastiest to the people that they were encountering during their shopping season. And so I said, you know, I think there needs to be a federal law. And that is that everybody ought to have to work retail for at least one Christmas shopping season, so that they could see how ugly people could be without Jesus. And in that revelation, maybe it would make them kinder to the people that they interact with. And you say, why in the world are you on this little spiel this morning? Well, the passage that we are looking at says this: whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Jesus did not come to abolish the law and the prophets. He came to fulfill the law and the prophets. And everything that those writings from God were pointing us to is that we have to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and we're supposed to love our neighbor as ourselves. And so we are not supposed to be reactionary. We are supposed to be proactive. We're not reactive. We're proactive. We are the ones that get to set the stage. We are the ones that, by our response, if you will, how we respond to people when they're generous is one thing. When we respond to them when they're their meanest is another thing. We either get to set the stage by the things that we do or by the things that we don't do. How do you want people to treat you? Well, I tend to be an easygoing guy, but I'm also a very driven guy. And so I had a guy that worked for me one time, and he worked in the electrical field, and he was working with some people, and they said, so how would you describe Pastor Bob? And he said, driven. And I was like, really? And I am, but my personality is I want to surround myself with people who are smarter than I am, who are more gifted than I am, and I want them to go at it with all their gusto and achieve great things for God. The people that know their God shall do great exploits. I still believe that. So that is my mode of operation, because that's the way that I prefer to do that. I spend a lot of my time either preparing for the radio program or doing the radio program. There's a couple of days a week that my office manager is in. A lot of my time is spent just by myself. And so I've got to constantly be pushing myself so that the things that need to get done do get done. So, a friend of mine was here, and he preached in November, and we were talking, and he said that when he was pastoring in one of the places that he pastored, he was on radio and he was on television as well, and he found himself in a situation where he was in, I don't know if it was a retail environment or what it was, but he was dealing with a person concerning a business matter, and there was a person behind him, and the person that he was dealing with was pushing all of his buttons and just not being very nice. And finally the person who was behind him tapped him on the shoulder and said, I watch you on television. And I was watching to see how you were going to respond in this situation where you're not being treated well. I was watching to see how you were going to deal with it. And he said, how'd I do? He said, better than I thought you would do. Everything that we have, I remember hearing a person say this one time. They said, you are either sowing or you are reaping. Either you have sown bad seed in the past and you are reaping, or when you are in a difficult situation, you are having the opportunity to sow seed for what type of harvest you want to have to come into your life in the future. All of that has to do with what we do to people, or what we need them to do in our life. So it says, whatever you want men to do to you. Now, my son made a decision one time, and it ended up being a God decision. It ended up being a life transformative situation in his life, a huge blessing, and he excelled. But it was a decision that I was not in favor of, and it didn't have anything to do with, you know, the decision that he made. I just knew the rigors of the process that he was going to have to go through, and that for whatever it was that was going to be produced in his life, that there were going to be people who were going to be pushing him and demeaning him and breaking him so that he could be successful. And the part that I struggled with was I knew some of the vernacular that was going to be used. And as a father, I didn't want anybody saying things like that about my son. And he thrived in that environment. He did. He excelled. He got promoted over and over and over again. And like I said, you know, God was God in that situation. But I've known people who were very good at lying. And now here's my thing. I don't want to be good at lying because I don't want people lying to me. I want to be good at telling the truth because I want people to tell me the truth. I don't want to be verbally abusive to people because I don't want people being verbally abusive to me. So here, a few months ago, I saw a friend of mine. Now, this is a person, I know their name. We have polite conversation. I know them because of where they work. And a friend of mine had said, hey, let's go grab something to eat. And we both share a preference for this one restaurant, and I went to that restaurant, and I wasn't involved in this. I was, but that person that I'm friends with was just horrifically verbally berated by somebody who thought they had all of the facts and didn't have all of the facts, and thought that that person needed to pay the price because they thought that they were being treated unfairly, unjustly, badly. Oh, it was just a horrific offense. That was sarcasm. In case you didn't know, I am fluent in sarcasm. And I went up to the person that I know and I said, I am so sorry that you had to put up with that. Listen, if you are cussing a person out up and down, that's not, you really need to read Matthew chapter 7, verse number 12, because you don't want people dealing with that, because whatever we give out, we get back, and we get back a harvest. We sow a seed, we get back a harvest. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men pour into our bosom. So I think that we need to deal with one another in a loving way. I think that we need to deal with one another in truth. I think we need to deal with one another in wisdom and look at people like they are. They were created in the image of God. That image was distorted because of the fall of man. And you don't even know the background that they came from. You don't know the challenges that they're facing. And you need to show mercy. So, one of the things that I had going on in my life, especially younger, was I was a manager of a shoe department. And I forget how many thousands of pairs of shoes that we had, but I knew our inventory very, very well. Most of the time, I knew all of the sizes and all of the colors of all of the styles that we had. And so I had a person that came, and there was a clearance shoe, and they asked for that, and I said, I'm sorry, I don't have that. And they told me what size they were looking for. I said, I don't have it. And they said, well, you didn't even look. I said, I don't have to go look. I can tell you right now, I don't have it. And so they went and complained to the manager of the store about me, and they came down and said, I need to talk. And I said, okay. They said, there was a customer that said you were too lazy to wait on him. I said, I wasn't too lazy to wait on him. I said, they asked if I had this shoe and this size, and I didn't have it. They said, you didn't even go look. And I said, come with me. And I took her back there. And I said, the three sizes that I have in that shoe are this, this, and this. I don't have that shoe in that size. I knew I didn't have that shoe. I can tell you exactly what sizes I've got. She said, okay, well, from now on, would you just go into the stock room and maybe, you know, drink a glass of water or something like that, and then come back out? And it's like, you know, that's, I really struggle not being real with people. And, you know, but that was one of the things that I had in the retail experience. So, but I really, really did know what was going on in my store. And I wasn't treating that person badly. They just didn't understand that I knew how to do my job, and I did it very well. So, here we are, December the 13th. You're 12 days away from Christmas. People are going to be, you know, driving like they didn't get taught to drive in driver's ed. You know, when I was in driver's ed, they taught us to drive defensively. People right now drive very aggressively. They're trying to cram way too much in a very short time frame. So they are going to be running behind schedule. They're going to be trying to make up for that by driving aggressively. And so I'm just here to prepare you. You know, if you're out shopping, there are going to be less goods that are available than what are probably necessary because of all of the supply chain issues that we've had over the past couple of years. I'm trying to prepare you for people who are going through financial duress with way too busy schedules, way too many work demands. On top of that, we've got all of these holiday events that we've got to go to, and school concerts and recitals and all of those things. I want you to be prepared. How are you going to treat people this Christmas season? Jesus says, however we treat people, that's what other people are going to do to us. Now, you may do everything right. And the fact that we live in a fallen world, people may still treat you badly. If you've never been treated badly by someone that didn't deserve to treat you badly, I need you to come and tell me what you've done in your life, because I've had people who treated me badly even though I treated them wonderfully. Even at Christmas time. you've got to decide, am I going to give in to the moment of the flesh, or am I going to live this holiday season with the intention of fulfilling what God wants for us to do? I'm going to live like a child of God whose heavenly Father is treating him better than he deserves, providing everything that we have need of before we even ask, providing good gifts. He's a holy God, and even in the midst of unholy people, I can treat them well because of how well my Heavenly Father has treated me. We Christians should be setting the standards. We are not to be in a name-calling environment. We're not to be belittling other people. We have been given the authority by God. The Word of God says to build one another up, not tear one another down. I told you about my friend who, you know, was a person was watching him, and he was telling another story that he just wanted to make sure that he treated people the way that God wanted them to be treated. And I can tell you, in the first year, I'd done radio before the Refresh Radio program, and didn't think anybody was ever listening. Never got a visitor at church, never got a card or anything. And I went to Walmart one day, and a person recognized my voice from the radio, and it was like, oh, there are people who are actually listening to the radio, and they recognized my voice. And I tell you what it was, it really brought, and I wasn't doing, I mean, we were talking about a horrific storm that we had just driven through. We weren't, you know, complaining, we weren't arguing or fighting or any of that sort of stuff. Somebody just heard my voice and recognized it and came over and introduced themselves. And it was like, wow, I don't want to do anything to embarrass my Savior. And I know that I've done some things that have embarrassed him. I just want to make that list as small as possible. But what about this Christmas if we said, God, I want to intentionally treat people the way I want to be treated so that they know that there are people who are still out here doing what they can do to honor the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. What's it say? Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets. So I pray that you will make wise choices in how you treat other people, so that when people start treating you, they will treat you well, as they should. Christmas is just a little bit around the corner. We're going to be having church tomorrow night at 7 p.m. We'd love to have you come and be a part of that. If you do not have a church home, I want to invite you to Merit Assembly of God. It would be my privilege and honor to preach the Word of God, to get to know you, to be able to pray the prayer of faith with you and watch God do amazing things in your life. So if you're too far away, find a church home, find a pastor who will know you and will do the same for you. We'll be back here tomorrow at 8:30 of the morning. God bless you.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merit Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Long lay the world in sin.